even when I started using the male changing rooms, like, I was always worried, like, oh my God, what if they find out I'm trans and got the right equipment for them? And do you know what I mean? Like, puts me at risk. But when you look at the statistics, like that last caller said, if trans women especially were doing this, it would be on the front pages of every newspaper. And of course, there's parts of the community that do go on to commit really dangerous crimes, but that's the same for everyone. And having trans women not being allowed in these spaces isn't going to stop a predator hurting you, because, like, they don't look at the door sign and say, oh, it's got a women's sign there, I'm not going to go in there, I'm not allowed, if they're going to hurt you. Do you know what I mean? So no one's going to the lengths of transitioning, all the stuff.
Well, I've always thought that. I've always thought it was such a... I mean, and the first transgender person I met was somebody roughly the same age as you, another trans man, and when they explained to me what they'd been through, I just thought no one would do this frivolously, or no one would do this mischievously, or just to gain access to a changing room. And of course, there are degrees of transition, as everybody has acknowledged, but that idea that it is largely fraudulent behaviour seems to me to underpin a lot of the animosity and a lot of the negativity, and that's pretty grim. That's a horrible thing to live with. Do you, I mean, some people would say that effectively you don't exist in your current form, and that the biological female you were born as will be you until you die, regardless of what you say, do, claim, feel or believe.
Yeah, like, it makes me so angry that if I didn't have dogs, I would be getting myself arrested by walking into women's toilets all the time just to, like, annoy the authorities and be like, well, make a decision then. Am I illegal for being in there because I'm a man, so you do see me as a man?
Right.
Or am I biologically female and then I haven't broken the law? So, do you know what I mean?
But I've got dogs. I was briefly confused by the mention of your dogs, but what you mean is that if you were arrested, there'd be no one to look after your dog. I just wanted to clarify that. I mean, we can all agree, we all love the dogs, Jack. We all love the dogs. if only this country had a similarly compassionate attitude towards some human beings, as it generally really does towards dogs. Thank you, mate. It is 1 minute after 11. You're listening to James O'Brien on LBC.
On your radio, on Global Player, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom, the Supreme Court has ruled the definition of a woman in the Equality Act is based on biological sex. Judges have unanimously upheld an appeal by a women's campaign group, ending a long-running legal battle with the Scottish Government. But they cautioned against seeing it as a triumph for one side over another. Lord Hodge, who handed down the judgment, says trans people still have protections in law.
The correct interpretation of the EA as referring to biological sex does not cause disadvantage to trans people, whether or not they possess a gender recognition certificate. Trans people have the rights which attach to the protected characteristic of gender reassignment.
The Conservatives have accused the government of making choices that are driving up the cost of living. Figures out this morning show the rate of inflation fell to 2.6% in March, but it's expected to spike again in the months ahead. The Chancellor says it's an encouraging sign, but there is more to be done. Government sources have told LBC that further cuts to benefits could be made later this year. The Chancellor announced a £3.4 billion reduction in the welfare budget in her spring statement last month, but insiders say they fear more cuts could be made ahead of the budget in the autumn. Employment Minister Alison McGovern says she is focused on getting people into work.
Well, obviously, I'm not going to start writing a budget for the autumn right at this moment. My concern is all of those people who've basically been written off. My reason for being hopeful is our job centre work coaches, because I think they are really capable.
Enfield Council's leaders told LBC that all legal options are being considered over the felling of an ancient oak tree. It was cut down by contractors working for a Toby Carvery, whose owner says the tree was a safety risk. The pub chain leases the site from the local authority in North London. The council leader, Ergin Erbil, says he will be pursuing the case despite the closure of a police inquiry.
If we are able to, we will prosecute the leaseholder. As Enfield Council, we have a good track record of going after leaseholders who have done this to landscaping without getting advice from us, the freeholder. Most importantly, this is an ancient tree. This was a part of our heritage, and it is a real shame that they've done this without seeking permission from us as the council.
WH Smith has reported rising profits across its shops at airports and railway stations. Profits at its travel shops rose by 17% to £63 million in the 6 months to February. Its high street business, which is in the process of being sold, saw its profits fall by a quarter to £20 million. In the city, the FTSE 100 a short time ago was down 34 at 82.14. The pound buys $1.32 and a euro 16. LBC weather staying quite unsettled with heavy rain moving north, brighter conditions in the south, a high of 16 Celsius. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Thomas Watts.
You know, it's easy to miss important things with all the notifications you get. Like this message from Sergey. Help me, I'm trapped in the upstairs bathroom. Delete. But this message from Otto Sergey is important.
Hello, Mr. Alexander. I've delivered your personalized car insurance deals ahead of your renewal.
Thank you, Otto Sergey. Simples. Just make it simples with personalized deals delivered by Otto Sergey from Compare the Market.
Help! Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help! This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with James O'Brien.
It is 5 minutes after 11. Thank you for this discussion, writes Roddy. I've learned a lot that I didn't comprehend before. The clarity of your callers has been compelling. It has, and long may it continue. But the grim conclusion so far is that the celebration is about the erasure of people. And of course, it's not a grim conclusion if you don't really believe, or you genuinely don't believe, that those people are real, that they exist. You don't believe that Jack is actually a person, whatever name Jack was given when he was born as a biological female is the name that should still be used. This is, I think, it is what is called dead naming. It's done quite deliberately to deny the reality of transgenderism, if that's the right word to use. And that's this is why it's such a tricky topic, because that is a real and in some ways defensible position, and it is those people, I think, who are celebrating the loudest today, because as a couple of callers have suggested, the erasure of transgender people as a real and present part of our society, they feel, as the victims, if you like, of this judgment, has moved one step closer. And the corollary of that would be the people celebrating are also of the view that that erasure has moved one step closer. And listen, let's not be mealy-mouthed about this or overly cautious. It is, I think, a little bit ridiculous for gender to be defined by a single statement. If I were to say I am now a woman and expect to have all of the freedoms and accesses and spaces, exclusive spaces currently reserved for women, because I have simply declared that I am now a woman, I expect to have full and unfettered access into all of those spaces. That seems to me to be daft and dangerous. And it is the thing that is exploited by some of the sort of cause celebrates in this era. But it also seems ridiculous to me to tell somebody who has turned their entire life around this pivot point that they're making it up or they're lying. It's as if because one person lies, you think everybody claiming the same thing is also a liar. And I do think that that is an issue. I do think that underpins an awful lot of this, and it seems to have edged ever closer. Rather than saying, you know, trans people should have rights, the debate, as I have followed it, seems to have edged ever closer to saying trans people don't really exist, and that is the way that you ensure that they don't have any rights. And so you can hold both of those thoughts in the same time. You can hold both of those thoughts in your head at the same time, 8 minutes after 11 is the time. I've got three or four phone lines free if you want to balance the contributions. If you feel that they're not balanced at the moment, then it's entirely up to you whether you ring in or not. The number is always the same, 0345 6060 973. Lots of people called Alan are telling me that this is a nonsensical debate and that there are only two genders and common sense should prevail and we must expel this lunacy. And that is precisely what somebody who genuinely thinks that transgender people don't exist sounds like. It's just a little bit odd that so many of them in my inbox today are called Alan. I don't know what we're going to make of that. But there it is. What exactly is being celebrated today? 0345 6060973. Because it's, well, look, it's a question that is rendered pertinent by the comments of the judge who said don't celebrate. Or, to be exactly precise, who said don't see this as a triumph for one side over another. The law will still give trans people protection against discrimination. The question of how is yet to be answered. But the provision, perhaps, of... I don't know, third spaces perhaps becomes pertinent. Maybe there is a common ground. I've always wondered that. Maybe there is some sort of middle ground. But the problem is the problem of policing. Always, I think. Gillian's in Newcastle. Gillian, what would you like to say?
Oh, hi, James. Thanks for having me on. I run a charity in the South Coast supporting the needs of transgender people right across the UK, but based in the South. And... you said many things I wanted to say, so thanks very much. Well, however, I think the people celebrating on the steps of the courtroom today are probably lawyers, because this is an issue that you've actually really illustrated. It's not in the definition, it's in the detail of how you make this thing happen. So,
well, they're definitely not lawyers. I'm looking at the footage now.
I think they will be.
And obviously they are the people who brought the case. They may be sharing their champagne with their lawyers, but it's the people that brought the case and their supporters, of whom there are many. And they are today very, very happy.
And there is an argument that presumes that there are two sides to this equation, where there are a bunch of radical feminists on one side and a bunch of radical transgender people on the other.
Yes.
And the reality of that is just not true.
No.
There are people like myself who can say it's important that there are women-only spaces where women can go and be safe from men who are coming to commit acts against them.
Yes.
Now, the people that come to commit the acts against them are very, very, very rarely, if ever, transgender women. And I think what we're doing here...
But they might say that they are.
Yes, but the evidence and the law and the case law doesn't show that.
No, that's
even
true.
Even case law proved, cited by the other side, the trans exclusionary
people. But if you are... I Lily made a point, I've lost her message, about how if you are a victim of rape, as a biological woman, then a penis is a weapon, and
of course it is.
And keeping it out of safe spaces is therefore a priority, and it doesn't really matter how disproportionate the statistics may be or how rare the actual instances may be. The principle demands a complete exclusion. The practicalities of it strike me as close to impossible, but I understand and fully sympathize with the principle, the feeling in principle. I don't want anybody like that in here.
But the other community of people we're forgetting are intersex people, who are people who have actual biological genderish, biological sexual issues.
Yes.
So people who are born in one gender, for example, a female, but their testes descend during puberty. Those people are marked as female, but actually have all the male genitalia. We have trans people who have different genitalia that doesn't work, for example, because you've gone through a form of...
But the court is look. I mean, the
chemical castration, for example.
The court will recognise this, and the court's challenge today was to determine essentially what a woman is, and they have determined that a woman, by definition, is somebody born into that biological sex. So
yeah, that's it. So does that mean, and how are they defining it? Are they defining it by the ability to have children? Are they defining it by having a uterus and fallopian tubes and such like? Because there are lots of women who don't have those things. Does that mean they're not women? And the whole subject becomes complicated. And all I'm hoping is that we see this is the beginning of the debate. And I think one of your earlier callers, a trans man, who I think are going to have bigger problems than trans women.
Do you? Why? Why do you think that?
In this situation. Because actually, if you've seen a trans man, within about 3 or 4 months, a trans man looks just like any other cisgendered man. there might be a height difference or a sort of a more youthful.
But there's no public pressure to keep them out of gentlemen's facilities.
No, absolutely not. And because, as you were saying, your argument is they don't have a penis. But you know that's understandable. I get that. But the social.
Well, that's not why there's no public pressure to keep them out of men only spaces. It's because men don't feel threatened by trans men.
No, because their levels of victimisation as well to trans men and trans women is vastly in excess of any victimisation or hassle that we cause the cisgender population.
Which is why Jack spoke about his discombobulation when he finds himself in certain circumstances. Can I read something that's quite offensive to you personally, or would that be unfair? Well, I don't know how thick your skin is.
I'll decide how offensive it is, so
yes.
Carry on.
So Phil in Grimsby writes, ha-ha, Gillian, quite obviously a bloke from listening to him speak for approximately 3 seconds, two sexes and wrongans, a victory for common sense and the good of the human species. That's from Phil in Grimsby, who is picking up on the timbre of your voice as a trans woman, but who obviously couldn't have made those comments about previous callers like Tara and Farah, who, at least on the vocal dimension of transitioning, have gone much further than you have. So, I mean, his point explodes even in the context of the last hour of radio, but these are the people who are these are some of the people who are celebrating today.
And I think I think it's interesting, and that's what I wanted to ring, because there are some of us who haven't got as far as others, some of us who haven't focused on voices, the most important thing. The propagation of the species is the argument that's put behind this. And, of course, if you look in Project 2025, you will see the playbook that goes on for the eradication of transgender people.
I'm just going to mention that David A. Graham, the author of the project, How Project 2025 is Reshaping America and the World, is joining me at 12:30 today. So that was it's almost as if you're on commission to do a little bit of pushing forward to guests. But yeah, and that's why I talked about whether they wanted it this way or not. The people celebrating today have ushered in a conversation that Donald Trump has exploited in every imaginable way, and which is a crucial part of his fascist platform in the White House.
But the other thing here, James, is that you've created a community who are othered, so we have fewer rights than everybody else. So, for example, I don't get the same rights as a cisgendered man and a cisgendered woman. I just don't get them. I don't get treatment. The kids, transgendered kids, don't get their health needs looked after. I don't get treatment on the National Health Service. If I need treatment, I need to go privately. It creates, if I want to actually go through the performance of that, sorry, not the performance, go through the process, wrong word, of going transgender privately, it costs me between £50,000, £60,000, £70,000. This is as one of your early callers said earlier, you can see how annoyed I am. This is not something we do lightly. This is not fun. The nonsense that one of your callers talked about, the science behind that, that's just nonsense. And, you know, what we have seen time and time again, that if you understand the process of identity, the psychological process of identity, the definition of not what I am, but who I am, we understand that identity is a thing in psychology. He's a doctor of psychology. I can say that as well, I think, with some evidence to sit behind that. And I really do not understand that people think that the only thing that defines us is our ability to have children and propagate the human condition, the human race, or whatever that might be.
And yet the court had to arrive at a decision.
They
couldn't, well, maybe it could have said, well, we don't know, you know, thrown its hands up in the air and asked ChatGPT. Before you go, and this is entirely speculative, but and it's why the question about actually celebrating today is, for me at least, so interesting. How many of the people, not necessarily like Phil in Grimsby, who was trying so hard to be offensive about you directly, but how many of the people in the camp that either denies your existence or wants to make your life measurably harder have a problem with transgender women or transitioning, and how many are going to be on exactly the same side of the argument when it comes to other minorities or other othered sections of society? So, you know, when it comes to deporting people, when it comes to homophobia, when it comes to a biological woman's bodily autonomy in the context of abortion, how much of it is just another piece in the far-right jigsaw, and how much of it is specific to people like you? Because there are a lot of women opposed to you side of this discussion, who on other issues would be considered to be liberal.
Well, I can't give you a definitive
answer. No, I know. I just wondered what your personal thoughts were.
Yeah. Well, two things. Firstly, we know that a lot of people who are anti-trans often become homophobic, which is why we see the legislation now going to attack.
But we also know a lot of lesbians marriage. Have been very vocal in what you describe as the anti-trans movement. So that cuts both
coming
ways.
Coming to that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I need to pause for breath. I think we are a category that evokes very strong emotions, and some people are very anti-trans. And there's a very interesting statistic which I've tested many, many times, is that people who are anti-trans often are not anti-trans once they've met a trans person.
No, well, that's the same with all the other rings as well, isn't it? We are in Martin Niemöller territory, and that's why the first message I read out today talked about the old boiling of the frog. Thank you, Gillian. It is 20 minutes after 11. You are listening to James O'Brien on LBC. Speaking of J.K. Rowling, she has spoken out in support of Donald Trump's crackdown on transgender and gender identity rights following his return to the White House. Very clever woman, but somehow able to separate that facet of Trump's fascism from all the other facets, which I presume she would condemn. Although that was back in January, when all he'd done was pardon capital rioters and exit the Paris Climate Agreement. He hadn't embarked on some of the more extreme behaviours that we have seen since. But there's a temptation to claim that the, quotes, the left brought this on itself, whereas almost every instance of the issue getting airtime or getting news coverage has always seemed to me, as someone of the left or someone who is a fully paid-up member of the Metropolitan Liberal Elite, all of these conversations seem to have come from the place of opposition. They almost all seem to have started from the place of opposition. There's some hideous clashes between people at places like Speaker's Corner, but in terms of news coverage, in terms of where you're getting the idea that this is a big issue, it always seems to me to come from people like Donald Trump, not from the people that J.K. Rowling chooses to describe as, quotes, the left, end quotes. But that might just mean that I'm following the wrong news sources. It's 11:21.
This is LBC.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
In February, thousands of savvy shoppers snapped up deals with Discount Dragon. They bought 18 packs of Doritos for just £1.99, Cadbury Delights for just a penny. They grabbed a Giorgio Armani fragrance set for under £40 and Persil 3-in-1 Non-Bio for only £2.99. They cleaned up, but the rest of you missed out. Discount Dragon buys surplus stock and turns into spectacular deals. Visit the website now and check out today's deals at discountdragon.co.uk.
When it comes to hot cross buns, Waitrose haven't just gone Eastery, we've gone extra Eastery. Like swapping out raisins for extra indulgent Belgian chocolate chunks, or making hot cross buns huge and Italian to create an apple and cinnamon hot cross bunnettone. Oh, is that for me? So go on, it's Easter. Make it good. Waitrose. Food to feel good about. Selected stores subject to availability. Prices may vary in Channel Islands, Little Waitrose and Partners and Concessions.
James O'Brien on LBC. Call 0345 6060 973.
It is 11:23 and you are listening to James O'Brien on LBC. And the other problem with that analysis I just read out is there's loads of people on the left who will welcome this ruling. They will be hideously opposed or violently opposed to everything that Donald Trump represents, except on this one issue, which is what makes it So, well, you cannot, one cannot have gradations of uniqueness. You cannot say something is more unique than something else. It is, something is either unique or it is not. But it's pretty close to unique in my experience as an issue, this. Claire is in Bristol. Claire, what would you like to say?
Hiya. Hello. I existed in the gay community, like about 20 years ago. I identified as a lesbian.
Okay.
And I was sexually assaulted by my female partner.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It was a very long time ago.
Yeah, but still.
And, you know, the police were very respectful. But I think one of the things I feel like, I feel quite angry about is the sort of ownership of protecting victims. And I could have been in a shelter and the person who assaulted me could have absolutely walked in, could have absolutely, you know, assaulted me again. And I just, and I can't imagine the places where I was when I was seeking help would have ever turned away someone who was a cisgendered male who was in a gay relationship, who had been the victim of domestic violence themselves. So I just, I feel like the, I would almost like them to stop saying that they're doing it in defense of victims. Because that, you're not, because violence exists everywhere, unfortunately, in lots of layers and in lots of places. And I just don't think that, I think that it's a conversation that needs to take place. I think that there are areas where, you know, the identification of sex and biological sex is necessary, yes, sometimes, but it's very, very small. And telling me that you're protecting me, it's not true. It's very much not true. And you're not protecting anyone. I don't know a single trans person who's ever even been violent. And it just baffles me that the term victim seems to have been appropriated by people that I don't think have experience of it or the right to use it as a defendable action against.
And it's a very powerful rhetorical device,
isn't it? It is. It's a really, you can sway, you know, huge amounts of people. And
I would never say what you just said as a man. I wouldn't feel it was my place to say it, but B, it would be like painting an enormous target on my back,
because absolutely,
it would be easily portrayed as misogynistic or as, misogynistic is bad enough. I don't need to think of another word, but you as a woman and a victim of domestic violence can make this point. It doesn't mean you're right or that everybody has to agree with you.
No, absolutely not.
But,
I think that the people actually in the situations that I experienced of domestic violence would never turn away another victim. And that's never turn away another victim, period.
Mm.
It doesn't matter whether they were trans. It doesn't matter whether they were male. It wouldn't matter whether they were female. The experience of being a victim is what ties people together, and the experience of recovery ties people together. Not, you know, I think had the woman tried to walk into a support circle, they would have been torn limb from limb as the woman, because it's about victims supporting victims, and I don't think they get to do it, certainly not in my name.
I mean, in defense of my experience. I hear you, and you know, the incidents of violence in this country, domestic or otherwise, are going to be hugely skewed towards biological males, and that category that technically includes trans women, though. Some people listening will think that the trans woman, by dint of being a biological male, therefore becomes part of the statistical proof that they are much more likely to commit violence against cisgender women than other members of society.
I don't know that I think that that's true. I think that what people are arguing for, and what I seem to have heard, is people saying that by allowing trans people in, you are allowing cis men to abuse a system.
Yeah, that is there.
To be closed.
There might be plenty of people who claim they're not doing that, but a lot of people are making that argument with increasingly explicit openness.
Which I just think staggering.
Yeah, it didn't used to be. It's like all these debates, isn't it? There's a mission creep, as it were, and you start off saying, of course transgender people have rights, but we need to think about the rights of some other people as well. And the next thing you know, the conversation has shifted into the space that we've just described.
Yeah, I guess it's just sort of a little voice of saying, well, just, I get it, I do, I understand that, but not in my name, and not using the defence of my experience, and certainly not everyone else that I encountered in my road to recovery.
No, it's a really good point, and an important one, and I'm grateful to you for it. I don't have time, but I do have time to ask you, what precisely do you think people are celebrating today? But you didn't necessarily ring in to answer that question, so you don't have to if you don't
want to. No, I think people are celebrating a perceived protection.
Yes.
Of women,
yes,
and the identity of what women is. And I understand that the identity and the sort of checkbox of being able to say you're a woman feels very important to people, but it feels equally important to people who are trans. And I think it's a conversation that needs to be had. I think, unfortunately, the first time any legal full stop is put into that statement and legal parameters are drawn up, it's going to be uncomfortable for one party. It was always going to be sad somehow.
Yes. Gosh.
I don't think there was a way to meet this without it being sad and hurtful to some people. So I feel like this is the unfortunate first paragraph that will then hopefully have many, many nuanced paragraphs under it that work to protect and identify and enshrine something that's kinder, I suppose.
And well, that is an antidote to the fears of erasure that other callers have articulated. Thank you. It's particularly valuable because of that. Again, easier perhaps for us to say as people who aren't transgender, but it doesn't necessarily signal a step up the rung on the ladder towards complete erasure of transgender people. And some of the comments of the judge would support that, the somewhat futile insistence that neither side see it as a triumph over the other, but also stressing that the law still gives trans people protection against discrimination, just perhaps not quite as much as it did before. Thomas Watts is here now with your headlines.
The UK's highest court has ruled the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. Downing Street says the ruling brings clarity and confidence for providers such as hospitals, refuges and sports clubs. Analysts have warned a fall in inflation to 2.6% in March is likely to be short-lived. Falling petrol prices helped to bring the rate down, but it's expected to go up again in April because of higher household bills. The far-right activist Tommy Robinson has lost an appeal against his 18-month jail sentence. The 42-year-old argued he'd seen an evident decline in his mental health after being held in segregation. LBC weather staying unsettled with heavy rain moving north, brighter conditions in the south, a high of 16 degrees.
This is LBC.
Every minute matters when it comes to saving a life. Tom Swarbrick was joined by former referee Chris Foy to discuss why every football fan should know CPR.
Every year outside a hospital, 30,000 people suffer cardiac arrest and only 1 in 10 survive. So the more people we can get to learn and understand CPR can only be a good thing. Search the British Heart Foundation website. It's a 15-minute lesson in how to perform CPR.
Thanks to Sky Bet. Play responsibly. LBC. Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, that's Steve. His four-year-old just tried to hug a crab. And Amir, with a video of his daughter using ice cream as sunscreen. Oh, and Sarah's little one built a sandcastle in her bed. Family holidays, eh? Surely sending all this is costing them a fortune.
It's not, actually. At Tesco Mobile, you'll get no EU roaming fees for the duration of your contract with Clubcard prices.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/homefromhome.
This is LBC with James O'Brien. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
11:32 is the time. As mentioned, The Project by David A. Graham, how Project 2025 is reshaping America and the world. The author of that book will be joining me at about 12:30 today. And it's for two reasons. Number one, the fact that it's popped up increasingly in our conversations, the idea that the people around Donald Trump, if not Donald Trump himself, are operating to a template, and somewhat unintentionally, because I didn't know, I'm not very good at forward planning, I didn't know until I got to work this morning that this judgment today in the Supreme Court was scheduled to be delivered, but the deployment of anti-trans feeling has, as an earlier caller explained to us, is a constituent part, a significant constituent part of attempts by far-right figures in the States to reshape America and the world. But of course, that doesn't mean for a moment that everybody who is delighted by today's decision in the Supreme Court is a member of the far right, or indeed that anybody who's disappointed by it is left-wing. Really unhelpful, actually, perhaps more so in this context than in almost any other. But it was that quote from J.K. Rowling that focused the mind on the problem when she talked about how the left had overseen a calamity with their embrace of gender identity ideology, which, you know, leaves you on the same side of history, for good or for ill, as Donald Trump himself. 11:34 is the time. Joe is in Brighton. Joe, what would you like to say?
Hi, I just wanted to say that I wanted to reiterate what Lord Hodge said today, that this shouldn't be seen as a victory for either side. Don't you agree?
I don't know.
Don't you agree that it shouldn't be seen as a victory? Why should there be a trade-off between women's rights and transgender rights? Shouldn't we be happy that Lord Hodge explained how both transgender and women are equally protected under this interpretation of the Equality Act? I'm so worried that scaremongering about erasing transgender existence or allowing irreparable harm to transgender lives is going to sow panic among transgender people. And
I just want to clarify a couple of things, because scaremongering is always unhelpful. Are you transgender, yeah. Joe?
No,
you're not. But all of the people who've made the point that you're addressing now.
Called Alan.
No.
I'm
all of the,
so glad I managed to get through.
Well, so am I. But all of the people who've talked about fearing erasure have been transgender. So yes. I don't think it's fair to accuse them of scaremongering.
No. I'm not accusing them of scaremongering. Because they are not interpreting. They weren't interpreting the decision as doing that. They were talking about fear in their own lives, and I'm saying
the decision. So I suppose the question that we're asking, and I haven't given any thought to whether or not I think this should be celebrated, so I can only apologise for that. And I'm not quite sure what Laura Todd has said.
Why do you think women
are
celebrating?
Why are people celebrating is the question I'm asking.
Why do you think women in particular, and men called Helen, we mustn't forget women and men called
Helen. Lots of men. Well, Alan was a particularly pungent example of a constituency. Yes. So, I mean, I have been told today that people are celebrating a step closer towards a society in which transgender people are not acknowledged in any way.
Really?
But you've heard the same phone-in, Joe.
Yes, but I find it extraordinary that you would you admit that you don't actually know much about the decision or what informed it.
Well, I've been live on air since 10 since the decision was handed down.
You just rocked up without really knowing it was going on.
That's what the phones are for. That's what the phones are for. I mean, I've been swatting up all morning, but I'm not quite sure what you're telling me.
You've been swatting up all morning. Well done.
So what else could the judge have done, do you think? What were the other options open to the judges today?
Oh, they could have done many things. Do you think? I don't understand the question.
What else could the judges have done? So they handed down a judgment that the Equality Act's definition of a woman is based on biological sex. It wouldn't have gone
they
to...
They could have said it was certifiable sex rather than biological sex.
Yes.
There are many different ways that they could have ruled, but in essence, that's what it is. Can you tell me again who brought the case to the Supreme Court?
Wait, is this a rhetorical question?
Wasn't it For Women Scotland?
Yes.
Yes. And who funds For Women Scotland on this epic?
I'm not sure.
Since 2018.
Yes, they're crowdfunded and they've received a large donation from J.K. Rowling. Can I? Not much.
By men called Alan. I'm very upset by the way that this is being framed as somehow not not something done for women who are very concerned about their erasure, but somehow it's all about the erasure of trans people.
Yes.
And it is simply not true. that it's about the erasure of trans people. And sowing more discord between women and trans people is incredibly irresponsible and exactly the thing that Lauren Hodge said should not be done.
Okay, but you're not suggesting I shouldn't take calls from transgender people in a discussion about legislation directly addressing transgender people then?
Of course not.
So what are you suggesting?
What are you suggesting, Joe? I'm suggesting that your editorial framing should perhaps give less weight to erasing transgender people
and maybe
a little bit more towards why women brought the case.
I can only work with the people that call me.
You have no editorial framing?
No.
How many times have you said erasing transgender people?
Well, I'm repeating what my callers have said to me.
Oh, you've had... Interesting how every comment on X is a woman supporting this decision, but you have had none call you?
Right, so you think we should be more like X?
Did I say that?
I'm trying to work out what you did say. Why did you bring X into it?
Because that's where some people are talking about it. Did I say you should be more like X?
Why did you mention X?
Because that's another place where women, where people are talking about
it. And so is this.
A few more than you, I'm sorry.
Live and let live. The conversation on X can unfold in one direction.
I love the way that you're presenting yourself.
That's very kind.
It's completely neutral. I'm so neutral. And I'm only going by what the people that call in say. You're not even slightly.
I've also read out a lot of texts, and you have called in. I'm trying to listen to what you say, but I mean this very respectfully. Very respectfully. I'm not entirely clear what point you're making. So I've got four more minutes before the break.
I'm making the point that this decision today in no way erases transgender people. It's not, as you said, the first step on the ladder towards the erasure.
That was me. Again, that was me repeating a caller. But I'm glad you've made this point, but is it fair to suggest...
It is not that.
No, but is it fair to suggest that what transgender people feel today is perhaps more important than what you and I feel?
What women feel?
No, than what you and I feel. What you and I feel about this judgment.
No.
Okay. In the context of how does this make transgender people feel?
Not more important than what I feel as a woman.
No. But you're telling them how they feel. You're telling them that they shouldn't feel as if it's erasure.
I'm so not.
You are.
No, I'm not. They can feel however they like.
I think you did.
No, I didn't. I said precisely that this ruling does not do that.
But they think it does.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
If they do, but it
Well,
doesn't.
You know they do, because they've all told me that they do, and you're telling them that they don't.
So, I'm saying go to the ruling, listen to Lord Hodge, and be reassured. Don't be inflamed.
Well, we could have said that. We could have said that a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
But we got there in the end. So go to the ruling, listen to Laura Hodge or Todd.
Laura Hodge! Oh, get with it. How can anyone take you seriously?
Well, I urge you not to.
Lord Hodge.
I thought you kept saying Laura Hogg. I've read what Lord Hodge has said.
Do you know who Lord Hodge is?
Oh, that's why I was so confused, Joe.
Do you know who Lord Hodge is?
Of course I know who Lord Hodge is. It was Laura Todd I was confused about.
Yeah, you didn't think I was saying Laura Todd.
I promise you I did, but hey, you know what everyone else is thinking, so it doesn't matter what I say, does it?
Yeah.
Anyway, have a great day, Joe.
Yeah, you too.
And enjoy X. I suspect you'll feel very at home there these days. It's 11:43. Rose is in Hexham in Northumberland. Rose, what would you like to say?
Thank you for having me, first of all. Just to go off what the last caller said, you know, about the erasing of trans people, and I'm afraid it does to a certain degree, because if I can tell a quick story, sorry, so...
I just need to explain why I smiled then, for the benefit of people watching it on YouTube. Someone said, why has everyone got it in for erasure? They were a really good band back in the 1980s. Honestly, some people get under my... and the other thing that I've just noticed is, and I don't think that Joe's going to like this, I Googled Laura Todd. on my screen in the studio about 5 minutes ago because I didn't know who she was talking about.
I thought she said Laura Hodge as well.
Laura Hodge or Laura Todd. I literally got it Googled on the screen in front of me now. Nothing came up. I got Helen Todd's obituary from 2025 and something from the Space Cafe called 33 Minutes with Laura Todd. I was thinking, who is this big contributor to the discourse, Laura Todd, that Joe thinks I should know?
For a trans person anyway.
Laura, well, careful. Anyway, what did you ring in for? Because it certainly wasn't that.
Yeah, it does erase it to a certain degree. If I can tell a quick story, sorry.
Yes.
So when I went through the gender identity clinic to have my medication and stuff, and I remember there was a period I was using the disabled toilets for safety and this and that, and I told them what I was doing, and they actually took me off my medication because, and I quote, I wasn't living as a woman. And that's the problem I have with this ruling, is that we as trans people have to live by the GIC's rules, the Gender Identity Clinic.
Yes.
So to say that it's not erasing trans people to a certain degree, I think is absolute nonsense, because it could take their medication away.
Again, at risk of establishing a recurrent theme on this, I don't have the knowledge that you have to respond fully to what you're telling me.
No, that's okay.
How do you respond to the claim? Because I suppose what confused me in the last 10 minutes was Lord Hodge said, don't celebrate, and then people went out and celebrated. So the question of what they are celebrating is at the heart of this conversation, isn't it, really? And you think they are celebrating the attempted erasure of people like you. And some people, like our last caller, are adamant that you should not think that there is no basis for that fear or that thought.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely rubbish. Because, so what I think they're celebrating is this demonized version of what trans people are, which is sort of like a bloke in a dress with a massive beard wanting to go around assaulting women, which is nothing... That couldn't be further from the truth. We just want to live our lives. And it's been very scary. I mean, I support, obviously, I work with trans groups, and we're very scared at the moment.
Yes.
For people who of a certain age who remembers the Admiral Barr bombing, we're very scared that could actually happen again.
Admiral Duncan.
The Admiral, yeah. Mm. And I think
they're at a place where transgender people convene, or even just at a general LGBTQ venue.
Absolutely.
I hadn't heard that before, but I mean, it's easy to believe, isn't it? Some of the
Well, I still see people joking about that. If anyone remembers Brianna G when she got murdered,
yes, of course.
Sort of celebrating and joking about that, and it's absolutely disgusting. But in terms to answer your question, sorry.
Mm.
Yeah, I think they're celebrating this demonized version. And I don't think it's true. It's been hyped up by the media and certainly stupid people. Like, I must, if you don't mind me mentioning Piers Morgan talking about people identifying as cats and this, that, and the other.
Right.
And it's not helped at all.
In Project 2025, this is a piece by a writer called Nancy Miranda for Medium, Nancy Kelly for Medium. And let me get this absolutely right. In Project 2025, we see trans people erased finally and completely as humans and fellow citizens. Trans people and, by extension, queer people are no longer people. In the war on woke, trans people are reimagined as a poisonous ideology, as illicit and addictive drugs, as pornography, and the piece goes on, published last year on Medium.com. That, I think, is what you're talking about.
Absolutely. And the one thing I would reply to that is, I went to an all-male school with all-male teachers talking about how to be a man, and I still ended up as a trans woman. So I think this idea that you can teach it is absolute nonsense.
But if biological women feel safer today, then that is something to celebrate.
I think so, but what I don't understand is, how do you then test that? Because there are certain trans people, for the sake of the argument, you couldn't tell.
Mm,
so what are you going to do? Are you going to ask all women to pull, sorry to be blunt, pull the...
I sense you didn't catch the first half an hour of the show, Rose, because we have made that point repeatedly, and it, to me at least, it does seem to be an absolutely crucial point, an absolutely pivotal point, and it makes that that elision, if you like, of this issue with all of the other far-right issues that Donald Trump and his acolytes and supporters on both sides of the Atlantic celebrate or pretend not to have noticed, depending on their own levels of sincerity and authenticity. It makes it so politically inflammatory, because there'd be loads of people who feel very differently from you about trans issues, about you as a trans woman. There'd be loads of people who were very supportive, very delighted by today's judgment, who are as disgusted as all decent people are by an awful lot of what else Donald Trump is ushering in. And yet, I don't know how you separate yourself from that, how you make it clear that you wish it was somebody else that had done this thing that you approve of. But as it is, it's the self-confessed sex offender who you're cheering for his attitude towards transgender women. The self-confessed sex offender, the bloke who really does go around grabbing women by their genitals. He's your man. I don't know. I mean, do you pause and think, how have I ended up on his team? How have I ended up on the same team as the self-confessed sex offender, the guy who boasts about grabbing women by their genitals? The guy that got that sued a woman who accused him of rape for libel and lost. How'd I end up on his team? It's 11:49.
Weekdays from 7 a.m.
Just eat the damn chicken and get a deal done.
Straight to the point.
This must be the turning point.
Uncompromising.
What, for the love of God, is the problem?
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
You got no better deal than the Taliban.
Listen on your radio and global player, LBC.
This Easter at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all from just 8p. Now that's big on quality. And always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability. Selected stores. GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
Risk lurks unseen in workplaces. But with the right safety gear, you're ready. Arco. Chance nothing. Find out more at arco.co.uk.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
Who's up for a messy one? Fly from London to Turkey from just £35.99 one way. Spend less than you thought on flights and splash out more on the fun stuff, like a Turkish mud bath. Fly low cost from the UK to over 80 incredible destinations, including Dalaman. Book now at wizzair.com. Conditions apply.
James O'Brien on LBC.
It is 11:51. You are listening to James O'Brien on LBC. The conversation continues. I'm not sure. I've had some nice messages. Paddy is particularly nice. He writes, "It breaks my heart that people can be so cruel," like Phil in Grimsby. Farah, Jack and Gillian have proven in a mere 30 minutes that we're all part of the same huge spectrum of the human experience. I can only wonder how people like Phil from Grimsby would act if it was their child growing up with gender dysphoria. The nuance of the lived experience of trans people cannot be allowed to be extinguished. As a member of the LGBTQ plus community, I will always support and stand by the trans community. But I don't know how much clarity we bring to a conversation like this, because I honestly don't know how many minds are movable, even to the point of recognizing genuine arguments on both sides. Even saying that out loud brings you under sustained attack from both sides. Neutrality looks like bias to the people who cannot for a moment contemplate the validity of some of the arguments coming from the other side. But I don't know that some of the questions that have come up today can be satisfactorily answered. 11:53 is the time. And I think if we were to put something on the other side of the scales, we are celebrating today, or people are celebrating today, the protection of biological women from threats, from dangers. represented by either, depending on your perspective, because both of these perspectives exist, either men pretending to be transgender women or transgender women or some other unidentified definition that I haven't got the wit to articulate myself. Tina is in Haddenham. Tina, what would you like to say?
Well, I was trying to explain to the researcher that almost exactly what you were just saying. As a woman who I felt I always had to say I was a cis woman, I kind of objected to having to say that because I felt that it was, how can I put it? I am not transphobic. I want to get that straight out there. I've got someone in my own family who has changed gender.
Okay.
I just feel that, how can I put it? All right, I've just thought of an illustration. Oranges and tangerines and sweet clems and all those, all
yes,
right?
Yes.
An orange is an orange, and when somebody says to me, when I'm eating, because I don't eat oranges, because I find them too fiddly and messy.
Mm.
When I'm eating a sweet clem, somebody says to me, oh, you like oranges, don't you? I say, well, I do like oranges, but I don't eat them. And they say, well, you're eating one now. And I say, no, I'm not. I'm right. eating a sweet clem.
Yes.
Right?
This is supposed to be helping me understand.
Analogy.
This is supposed to be helping me understand your point, Tina.
And is it not? Well, I thought it was quite a good analogy.
I think I understand. I think I understand.
What I'm saying
yes.
is that I wouldn't say I'm rejoicing. I'm not going to ring my husband and say, guess what, they've agreed on the woman.
Sure.
But I am feeling that maybe I don't have to keep saying I'm a cis woman. Because, so apart from anything else, a woman of my generation, that sounds as though I'm a sissy, you know, which is a completely different thing anyway, or that I'm somebody's sister.
Yes.
I'm just a woman, and I feel that the judgment is
a natural woman. To quote the famous song,
yes,
that, which is all I'm doing,
woman.
Blimey, you have to police yourself
woman.
So carefully.
Yes,
that's what
exactly.
I was thinking. But I don't know that that's changed. I mean, it's not a phrase I use except on days like today. I you know.
I was going to say, it's not exactly, as I said to your research, it's not exactly something that people ask me or, you
sure.
know, despite the fact that I have very short hair, quite a deep voice, and almost always wear trousers because of a back condition, which means I have to lie down all the time.
Well, I've tell you what, I'm not going to need to buy your autobiography now. I know about your relationship with oranges, your back condition, your haircut, and your favoured clothing routines.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make that point.
And I understand the point. It's as if everybody gets dragged into the debate in a way, whether they want to or not.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think we need to be a bit kinder to each other, which is my general feeling about the world at the moment.
Ah, well, we can agree about that. Although, I don't know that today... I don't know that today's ruling advances that particular cause necessarily. It's why the question of exactly what is being celebrated... It seemed to me to be the right one to ask today. Thank you, Tina. The government has said that the ruling brings, quotes, clarity and confidence, end quotes, for women and services such as hospitals, refuges and sports clubs, a UK government spokesperson says. And for Women Scotland say it's grateful for the decision after a, quotes, long road of legal battles. The charity Scottish Trans has urged people not to panic. Which makes, of course, reading the full 88-page judgment pertinent. But the first thing that happened this morning was that Judge Hodge, or Laura Hogg, if you prefer, Lord Hodge, urged people not to celebrate. And within moments, champagne corks were popping on the steps of the Supreme Court, which is why I'm a little pessimistic about the idea of us all moving on from this by being nice to each other. I squeeze in one more call on this, and then I think we'll change the subject after 12 noon, although I'm sure everyone will be returning to this territory. Alison is in Lincoln. Alison, what would you like to say?
Hello, good morning, James.
Hello.
It's the first time I spoke to you. I spoke to Sheila before previously. Just a previous caller's point there about oranges. I just want to speak on that very quickly.
Oh, do we have to?
I'll just go
on then. All right. Are you a satsuma or a sweet clem?
I'm not a sweet clem.
Okay.
But they're all of the same genus. They're all of the same family. This is what we're trying to get across. This is what the argument about cisgender, transgender, circles around cisgender women are women, transgender women are women. They're just subsets of the same group of women.
But you know that a lot of people in court today absolutely dispute the second bit of what you just said.
I understand that, and that's everyone's different point of view, and that's it. And it's how we talk about that with respect and without attacking people, without popping champagne corks, as you said, on the steps of the Supreme Court. I'm a transgender woman. I've been trans all my life. Outside of my immediate family and a few select people, nobody knows. I was raped, right?
Yes.
And I hate to even talk about this, but where would I go now with these protections? What?
So you mean people now? People that know you well don't know you were born a biological male? Is that that's what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to clarify. So where would you go in the context of
people like those on the steps of the Supreme Court today that I've just woken up to, because I've literally only just got up to the night shift at work.